coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
If you were anyone else, I would hate you because of how fucking stupid you are.
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
If you're gonna fuck a fish, you just gotta present it in a nice way.
Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
Welcome to Huntsville Home Video. My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster.
Hi.
We show her movies sometimes. Movies that she has never seen.
Sometimes or all the time?
Like every week.
Every week. It's been very consistent.
This month, literally every day.
My eyes are bulging. They're burning. They're bulging and burning.
We're watching a lot of movies this month.
We are.
We got our Hell Comes to Huntsville little side hustle going on. Talking
yeah.
about 31 horror movies in 31 days. Today, a two banger. We're gonna talk about the movie we're about to talk about, and then we got another episode with our buddy Marlon from America's Barley Basket. That's coming out later on this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But today, also, we're spending a lot of time waterlogged this month.
I'm so soggy. soggy.
I'm so soggy.
I just want a fan or something. I need a towel.
we talked about Crawl last week, which was all kinds of damp.
I feel like I'm swishing when I walk. I'm like, like I'm just sogged.
Oh, isn't having wet socks and dry shoes the worst feeling in the world?
Why would you have wet? Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. It is gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Or if you're dry and you're like running outside from your building to the car and it's raining and then you get the wet shoes and it gets in the sun. Worst feeling in the world.
Uh-huh.
Kill me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The jeans wet all the way up back of the calf.
Yep.
I'm just like,
not here for it.
Yeah, and they never dry all day.
No.
All day long. That's what this podcast has been like for weeks.
Because if you've been following along with Hell Comes to Huntsville, we spent a couple days underwater. We talked about Leviathan. We talked about Deep Star 6.
Leviathan.
Leviathan for the smart crowd. And then today we're fucking back to the... The wetness.
We just dove right back in, man.
We did.
Uh-huh.
We're hopping right into a classic Universal monster movie.
Yes.
One that you have never seen, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite personal favorites of designs of
yep.
a monster. Love the look
mm-hmm.
of the creature. I love the movie. We'll see if you agree, if you concur. or if we're going to have ourselves another hurricane heist, another Crawl situation on our hands, in which case we might never watch another water movie again. So I will ask Leanne Foster,
mm-hmm.
what'd you think of Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Finally, the water didn't do me wrong.
Creature.
I'm like you. I have always loved the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I love the way he looks. I found him awesome. I just never saw the movie. And I was like, I'll get to it. And then never got to it, as I do multiple times.
Thank God for this podcast.
I know. So, yeah, I was really looking forward to it. I was really hype about it. And it did not disappoint. I liked the movie. I thought it was well done. Very big fan of it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Whew,
stars aligned, baby.
That takes a huge weight off my shoulders. I feel as if I've let you down a few times in the past month.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to fucking sugarcoat it.
We're not.
I fucked up.
You fucked up a few times.
Fucked up a couple times. Well, I'm glad I did you right.
Thank you. Finally.
Yes,
we're
finally
back on track, I hope.
Well, yeah. Well, let's get through this week. We'll be friends. We'll see what happens next Monday.
Let's bask in the joy of this week. Let's dry ourselves off. And we should be good this week.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good, good. So what was it that that you liked about the film? Was it just kind of like the whole package? Was it just seeing the creature in action?
It was seeing the creature in action. And it was kind of just, it was the whole package, really. I just like how they approached it. I felt the pacing was good. I liked seeing it move and how he swims and like that. Like those iconic moments where the hand comes out and it's like, and then the music's perfect. Like I, you know, you worry sometimes when you watch these old movies, like, you know, we've seen so much shit in movies and you're like, oh, these are boring. Like I appreciate them, but they're boring. I didn't feel bored at all.
Right.
Like it still holds up and it's super exciting to see the creature on screen when he's on screen.
Yeah, very cool design, very iconic design, that whole Universal Monster era, you know, when you had, you know, Wolfman and Frankenstein and Dracula. What do you got?
Well, no, I was just going to say, and this is kind of off subject, but not, the last Halloween Horror Nights that I went to, they had the Universal Monsters Haunted House, and it was by far the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool.
They've, I think at California... Or no, I take that back. They in California, they did have a permanent year-round Universal Monster attraction.
Oh, no shit.
And they replaced that with The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Right?
Fuck off.
That's what I'm saying.
No, Walking Dead's lost its luster.
It sure has. Mm. It ain't going to hold up like no Creature from the Black Lagoon,
no,
baby.
No. Mm. But I say that to say, you're right. Those Universal Monsters are super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lagoon where they primarily shot this movie in two locations. Part of it was shot in the Universal Studios backlot in California.
Wow. Okay.
A lagoon that I have been to when we got to take the tour. Ooh. As I tap my wife on the shoulder, I'm like, when I die, cremate me, spread some of my ashes over there where I want to be.
Perfect.
And then, part of it, they also filmed, down in your neck of the woods in Florida.
You know, there's a shot where they show the lagoon, like the big wide shot. And I was like, that looks like a swamp. That doesn't look like a... There was that one moment where I was like, that didn't look like a lagoon that especially that boat can go through. But okay.
Yeah, let's just go for that.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Two different actors played the Gill Man.
Okay.
There was one for all of the above water shots.
Right.
And then there was another actor who was in the suit underwater holding his breath for like 3-4 minutes at a time.
I was about to say, I didn't see where an apparatus would be for them to breathe. I was curious if they...
He was just a professional swimmer and they would put him in the suit and go do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely amazing.
I don't really know the history of... film, maybe, like I should, but I feel like all of that underwater stuff had to be pretty amazing for the time.
Yeah.
And how they shot it.
So, yeah. And not only that, but we ended up with some absolutely, in my opinion, like goosebump inducing, breathtaking shots. Like the scene of old girl swimming with the creature underneath her.
That was my favorite part of the movie.
Shit.
That was so cool. I rewound it. I rewound that and watched it again because I thought that was so cool.
It's so amazing.
And doesn't it make you think, which you don't like open bodies of water. I've been in more open bodies of water than you have, but I'm like, how many times have I been out? And something right? like that's just going with me the whole time. Like, it was super creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even the shot where they're out looking for the creature and, you know, the gal throws her cigarette off the boat and the creature's just sitting there like everyone's off searching. Mm-hmm. And he's just right by the boat, just looking up, sees the cigarette. Like, that's a cool shot. Mm-hmm. Like, so many great shots that, like you said, for the time, I'm like, that's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And they shot this movie originally in 3D. So this was part of like the 3D craze of the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of came in at the tail end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, much like history repeats itself, years later, we got that with Avatar and then everything else had to be 3D. And then eventually that shit just went away.
thing. Fucking Avatar.
Right.
That's right. You don't really see 3D anymore like you did back in the day.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It had its time. Much like in the 50s, it had its time. It was the hot shit for like 2 years.
Right.
And then it just kind of fizzled out and faded away. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Are you talking about the 3D where it literally comes off the screen, or are you talking about like when they would put effects in the theater?
No, that would be like technically 4D.
Like 4D,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
No.
Right.
Like 3D where they'd have the monochromatic glasses,
right.
And they'd throw some like the creature's hand coming up like right at you toward out of the screen thing.
I guess I didn't realize they really had that back then.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as sophisticated, obviously,
right.
as it was now.
Still, though.
And you could do it, I think, easier on a black and white than you could a color movie, perhaps. I don't know the technicalities on that. I would just assume.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't research here.
we don't simple Google search it.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit. Fuck. We just speculate and move on.
Yeah. We have people listening and yelling at their phones. No, actually, Jack, what happens is they...
I know there are several people that critiqued me on what I thought about the swamp and alligators and all kinds of shit during Crawl and my thoughts on hurricanes.
Yeah. We're having a good day. We're not going backwards.
Yeah, we're going forwards.
Yeah. We're
Whatever.
Going forwards.
We just say what we want to say.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, hands down my favorite of the Universal Monsters, probably my favorite of the Universal Monster movies.
Okay.
A movie that has been trapped in developmental hell as far as a remake is concerned. They did make a couple sequels to, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
Neither of them good.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, the first ever on camera performance of Mr. Clint Eastwood.
No shit.
Yeah, shows up in a brief like background role or whatever.
Wow.
But, yeah,
I didn't even know there were sequels.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Creature goes on land. Like he gets a job. Has a lab
coat. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'd kind of buy into that. I feel like I'd pay money to see that.
I mean, now you talk about it.
I mean, can you see him with a little coat and a briefcase?
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come
on. Actually, I think we should stay out of the lagoons.
Yeah.
But no, the movie has been in various stages of a remake for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Zombie was attached at one point.
God. I like Rob Zombie. I like Rob Zombie. Don't get me wrong. But there is a fine line that he will cross. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really worried about the Munsters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To be determined.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just worried you're going to just steer it off too far.
I definitely have a wait and see attitude on that one.
Yeah.
At another point in time, Guillermo del Toro was on board to direct a remake, and then that fell through, so he just went on to make The Shape of Water, which was basically Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I was about to say, yeah. Like, that was an interesting movie.
Look here, I'm gonna make a movie where a gal fucks a swamp creature one way or the other.
When she describes that it's internal, and then it comes out, I was like, "Ma'am, no,
ma'am,
not.
No,
no." I know you can't talk and you cripple or whatever, but hey, they don't need. Give me more Michael Shannon as a crazy guy.
Yeah.
Give me the more of that.
The world needs more Michael Shannon as a crazy guy.
It was a pretty movie, though.
Yeah, great looking movie.
But she fucked a fish. We all need to understand she fucked a fish.
Mm-hmm. That movie won Oscars.
But it did.
She fucked a fish.
Because it was pretty when she fucked a fish.
Yeah.
If you're gonna fuck a fish, you just gotta present it in a nice way.
Yeah.
You gotta wrap it up pretty, you gotta have a nice bow and a little gift card
there.
You can't just willy-nilly it. If you make it pretty, you can get away with fucking a fish.
Yeah, you can't just push a mackerel's head down and hope for an Academy Award.
You can't just do bass to mouth without I can't take credit for that. That's a South Park episode.
That was
can't,
so good.
You can't just do it aggressively. You gotta unwrap that slowly and pretty.
It has to be art.
It has to be art.
It's art, this fish fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. So, anyway.
And then most recently, we have had the rise and very quick fall of the Dark Universe, the Universal shared monster movies that they wanted to get out with. Like, it started with Tom Cruise's The Mummy. That was supposed to be part of a whole, like, kind of like what the MCU has done, but now for the Universal Monster. So it was supposed to kick off with the Mummy and then Dracula and the Wolfman and the Invisible Man and all these other characters were going to come in. Creature was eventually going to make its way into that.
I didn't realize that's what that was.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think that movie, I didn't see it, but I don't think the movie did well. Did it not?
No. It, like, that killed all the plans.
Isn't that shitty?
It is.
Fucking Tom Cruise.
And it is all his fault. I blame him.
I hope he burns in this 80-year-old plane that he's trying to do stunts in for Mission Impossible 8.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story?
I did. Fuck you,
Cruise.
And then maybe we'll get our Creature from the Black Lagoon movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that.
Right.
And then the most recent development, and you know me, so you know how much I would love this.
Okay.
Rumored to be attached to a Creature from the Black Lagoon remake. Mm. Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson.
OMG!
Uh-huh.
Yes!
We would need separate ends of the theater for that one.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, Foster, don't look back.
Don't you look at me!
I ain't looking forward. You don't look back.
Shit.
Don't look at me. No, I won't look at you.
No eye contact.
We'll just enjoy this Creature from the Black Lagoon movie.
That works.
Fuck, that would be perfect casting.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally be on board for that.
Yeah.
And even watching Creature again the other night, as we're sitting down to talk about it today, I was trying to put in those lead roles, I'm like, I could totally see Scarlett playing that character. I could totally see Chris Evans playing that character.
But would he play Diver David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's Kay,
yep.
Obviously.
Yep. I'm like, I could see that.
Yeah.
And then you have the Russo brothers do it, because fuck it, why not? And then you put all the other Marvel actors in a Creature from the Black Lagoon movie.
Why not?
Take all the Marvel actors now that their contracts are kind of up, and then put them in the monster movies.
Just move them over.
Yeah.
Move them over to a different franchise.
Yep. You could have Chris Hemsworth be like the prick diver. Like that would work.
Uh-huh.
Like totally make, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen.
Hmm. I like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mmm, Scarlet. Yummy.
Okay. All right.
Oh, settle down now. Settle down.
All right.
So let's
no eye
get
contact.
In. Let's dive in.
There it was.
To our chat today about Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Uh-huh. Well, it starts off with a voiceover and a lesson. We learning how the earth works.
Mm-hmm.
We see that life begins in the sea and things start a brewing millions of years ago. And I wrote, I bet Christians love this movie.
Yeah. Figure back in 54, this came rolling through a drive-thru in old Alabama. No, it doesn't.
Uh-oh. The Earth's only 1,954 years old. That's how it works, or whatever year
Adam
this came
Eve,
out.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and the sea creature.
They're from Africa, bullshit. They're from Mississippi. We all know that. That's where the Garden of Eden was at. Anyway, we in the Amazon, and we meet Carl, who is digging. He is studying life in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And they find the creature's grabber.
His grabber. His hand?
His hand. With claw. Well, you grab with your hand. That's the technical term for it.
Okay. I got that arthritis in my grabber. it's all crippled up. My grabber.
Crippled grabber. They find his hand, his claws, so they're going to take it to the university to analyze what it could possibly be, because nobody's seen that before.
As one would do.
Of course, absolutely. And then when we decide to do that, we get a shot of the water and like little piece of the shore. And again, it's a simple scene. It's a simple trope. But when that hand comes out and that music hits, like that music hits at the perfect time,
yeah.
Right? I love when you use that. It's old and done every time, but I still love it. But the creature's hand, it like comes out, his grabber comes out and he like, what? And then it just sinks back in. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good shit. I eat it up. So then we meet Diver David. as I call him throughout my notes. And he doesn't recognize the find. And so we go and we meet with a group of people, I guess, at the university. Nobody knows what this is. So we're going to set up an expedition to find the rest of the creature, the rest of the body that would have been attached to the grabber that they found in the rock.
Turns out it was just the grabber.
Just the grabber.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Nothing else. So we go back to the camp and we get a little check-in because there's a couple guys helping out Carl and his expedition. I love that his name's Carl. I don't know why. Carl the the rock digger. I don't know.
Should explorers not be named Carl?
Sure.
Not a fitting name.
I just don't feel like it. We get a shot of the camp and the two guys that are helping out old Carl and the music when the creature gets out of the water. And also another shot you still can't beat to me is that slow ass shot of the hand coming around the corner.
Yeah. Like that.
I eat that shit up. I love it. You just can't beat it. So anyways, the creature attacks the two men that were helping Carl at the dig site. Meanwhile, our expedition crew is aboard the Rita. We are traveling down the river. Also, we've met Kay and then the other people who work at the university. I didn't bother to learn their names, but the shitty diver, the shitty guy, there's somebody else.
And then all of the non-whites that they kill on the mission.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah, we can't be killing white people out
we
here.
We can't kill a white.
No.
That's ridiculous.
It's 1954.
Please.
Come on.
Adam and Eve were white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus was too. Yeah. So we're traveling down the river and we peep in that wildlife that be approaching us as we're driving down the lagoon or the river. And they get to camp to discover the horror. The brown people are dead.
I do have a note as they were traveling, you know, down the river. And the old boat captain's like blaring on that horn, scaring some of the crocodiles and shit. I have a note that says that alligator went on to end up in a Florida basement in the movie Crawl. Be sure to tell Leanne.
It's not a basement. It's a crawl space. Because Florida houses don't have basements.
I had basement in quotations.
Yeah. Yes. There you go. You learned.
Yeah. That's just for you, homie.
Yeah. Then they got pissed and it just followed the waterways down.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to eat some whites in Florida.
Yep. Took him like over like 70 years to get there, but goddamn it, he made it. And he fucked Barry Pepper up.
Chomping all them exotic fish, and then, boy, he got big.
Yep. Creature from the Black Lagoon, really just an elaborate prequel to Crawl.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. So we discover that the people at the camp are dead, and also we get another grab coming out of the water. He almost grabs Kay's leg, but she walks away in time. So not today. Not today, little buddy. So the dig commences, and like you said, we get nothing. We get nothing for 8 days. There's nothing else left of the creature. So then, as our crew sits around and tries to figure out where the rest of it could be, they realize that the river dumps into a lagoon. So over time, fragments of what could have been there with the hand may have gone down the river and to the dead end to settle in the lagoon. Solid theory. Makes sense to me.
Let's run with it.
I didn't know rivers emptied into a lagoon, but I don't know much about our waterways.
Same.
To be honest. I didn't. I don't know anything about a lagoon, and I sure shit won't Google it, so here we are.
Hell no. Well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to Google it right now.
Google, you know, I know you have like a river and a basin and something. some shit.
Here we are.
There's rivers everywhere. There's lakes everywhere. Some of them natural, some of them man-made.
Lagoon is derived from the Italian laguna, which refers to the waters around Venice.
Oh.
The lagoon of Venice.
That water looked nasty.
It sure did.
It's gross.
Looked a bit...
you don't want that gondola. What is that thing? A gondola to fall over? Gondola?
Gondola?
Isn't that a gondola? A pergola? No, wait. What? Shit, what them boats in Hold on, now I gotta Google something. God that's damn. Not important. What are the boats in Venice called?
That's a gondola. Yeah.
Okay, well, why didn't you just defer? You didn't reaffirm me.
I didn't know where you were going with it. I was like,
no, I wasn't going anywhere with it. I was just trying to figure out what the word was.
Yeah. A pergola.
Leviathan? Okay.
Yep, it's a Leviathan.
Pergola.
Welcome to Huntsville Home Video, hosted by two of the dumbest motherfuckers you've ever met.
It's a pagoda.
It's a Japanese structure.
You know, it's that aqua structure.
Yeah. God bless it.
Yes. Anyway, I think this is part of our charm.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Helps me sleep at night.
So what did you find on Lagoon? Did you continue any further, or did you just give me the name?
I was like, it's Italian. Cool.
And you stopped.
Yeah.
Or did I interrupt you? I probably interrupted you.
I mean, Italian was good enough for me.
Sure. It's Italian.
Yep.
It's Italian.
Yeah.
Is it a black laguna?
It's, yeah. If you're in a conversation with someone and you're like, it's Italian, that just pretty much ends it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about this thing? It's Italian. It's derived from Laguna. Oh, okay, cool. And then hours later, they'll be like, that didn't really answer my question, but mm-hmm. fuck it. It sounded
right.
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Black Lagoon?
Black Lagoon.
It's a paradise. That's what they say. Though no one has come back from it. Bum, bum, bum!
Which would kind of be paradise.
Right?
It's so great. I never want to come back. We can make that happen.
Exactly. So we ride on down, and we get introduced to the spear gun that is on board, because we have one of the divers just wants to kill the damn thing, because that's how white people are. I don't know what this is. I'm going to kill it.
Yep. Hell yeah. Roll Tide.
So we go down the river and we finally make it to the lagoon. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't understand how this big ass boat made it down this waterway, but I will not question it. It's fine. So we put in a net to see what wildlife lives there. We're going to get rocks from the bottom to analyze. So we send our divers in, Diver David and the other shitty guy. I didn't bother to learn his name, as I wrote here in my notes. So we're looking at all the fishies. We getting rocks. And it's pretty, even for a black and white movie. I feel like it's pretty.
Yeah.
Have they colorized this ever? I didn't see it and I didn't look for it.
I've never seen a colorized version. I'm sure they did at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've also heard that at one, like for the underwater sequences, and this might be this, I don't know if this is actually confirmed, but they painted the creature a different color so that it would appear on camera more.
Okay.
So like I said, I've never seen a colorized version of the movie. I've seen colored pictures from like behind the scenes or whatever, you know, colored posters, like the painted posters,
right.
But which I have still hanging in my home to this day.
Yeah.
I got a creature poster up there.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. but no, I've never seen a colorized version.
Okay. Just curious. So we're down in the water and we get one diver who goes a little deep, which also I didn't know how deep a lagoon was. I always pictured it was shallow, but I guess maybe not, because it and also sometimes it's hard to, this is just me being me, but it didn't ruin the movie for me at all. But sometimes it looked shallow and then it looked deep and then it looked shallow.
Lagoons are generally shallow compared to lakes. For instance, the depth of lagoons hardly exceeds 200 feet.
200 feet. So they go, okay, well, that's deep to me. Okay, so that works. Man, we're learning so much here today.
This is like the most Googled episode of Huntsville Home Video.
I got tabs open, bro.
My God, right? I got tabs open, bro. That's going to be the new lingo for when you got to Google shit. Like, I'm going to go tabs open.
I'm going to go full tab.
Yep. I'm at max tab. We learning.
I like that. So, we one of our divers gets a little deep, and then we get a glimpse of the creature, like the body of the creature swimming by. And it was so exciting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm seeing it on the screen. But it's very quickly, and our diver does not see him at first. So they grab a plant and they go back on the boat. Nobody's injured so far. The men then go back down to look at samples. Or no, excuse me. They go in the boat. They go down below the deck. Mm-hmm. Down below deck they go. And while the men are conversing over their finds, we get Kay in a bathing suit. And she's going. She's going to go out into the lagoon, take a swim. Warn somebody before you take a swim. Tell someone that you're out swimming. I don't care. You just need to, if I go out in the lake, I'm like, hey, I'm going out in the lake.
That's fair.
I don't care if I'm on a float.
Yeah.
I don't care, whatever. Just, I'm out in a body of water. Tell somebody.
Yeah, you should let someone know.
Yeah, you should always
give someone a heads up.
Absolutely. So she takes a swim in the lagoon. She backstroking like a pro.
Yeah.
Like she's done this shit before.
And all I'm thinking is like, that's going to look great when it's Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that remake.
That bathing suit will be smaller.
It
might be a two-piece.
I think they would do, if they did a remake of Creature, I think they would do a period piece. I think it would take place in the 50s.
Okay.
And then, because Scarlett
Well, did they not have bikinis back in the 50s?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that they would have kind of like that style. Because I could see Scarlett Johansson rocking that style.
Well, that's true. Well, she could rock anything. Let's just be real.
She could rock me.
Okay. I'm not looking.
On the set of Creature from the Black Lagoon. Don't care. I would jump into a lagoon for that.
Who wouldn't?
I mean.
You know what I mean?
Right?
So, she's spotted by the creature. And I love the way he swims. I don't know if they did this intentionally or if it's because he's in a suit, but like how he twists when he, like, it's odd, yeah. But it's great. I like it. It's because it's foreign. It just looks foreign.
It's different, but it's also graceful and it's.
Yeah. It's graceful, but it's also primitive.
Yeah.
Like it's both.
Yep.
I really liked that look. I thought, I don't know if they intended that or if that's just the mechanics of the suit and the swimming, but either way, I like how it turned out.
It was so good. Even to this day, I was like, that is, you don't see that anymore.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. you can get like man in suit movies. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, you know, oh, we're going to put the creature underwater, or we're going to have to do this. Oh, here comes the CGI.
Right.
Or here comes this or that or whatever. But like, man, that looked awesome. And like we talked about earlier, you know, when she's swimming and the creature's right underneath her and, mm-hmm. and you know, like looking up at her, almost like a mirror image. You're just like, oh, fuck, that is cool.
It's so good. It's so, so good. So that shot happens while she's swimming. He's underneath her. And then he starts grabbing at her feet.
Creature got a foot fetish.
Okay, Quentin. have you ever, well, you're not embodied. Have you ever been in a lake? Have uh-huh. you ever been, okay. Have you ever had anything swim by you or touch you while you were in the lake?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, isn't it? It's super creepy.
My growing up, my uncle had a lake cabin. And
that's right.
We would go there every 4th of July or whatever. Mm-hmm. And before I was absolutely shit my pants terrified of open bodies of water, I'd like, you know, I'd go like on boats or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd go swimming in the lake for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I always hated stepping on the bottom of a lake. Like if you stepped in like something mossy, like that's the fucking nastiest shit. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, what the fuck is that? And then, yeah, you just have like a random fish or a turtle. I had a turtle come up and like nip my toe.
Oh,
I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. We ain't playing this game.
And I saw Jaws and I'm like, nah, fam. Nah.
That was it. That was the end.
Every 4th of July after that, I'm like, I'll just hang out here by the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Get rock some of these sparklers.
that's like Jack.
Yep.
How funny.
I was like, nah, y'all have fun. Y'all get eaten up.
I've always been worried about a turtle, like, and I just picture they're all snapping turtles that are just going to take my entire calf with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Luckily, I've never had that happen. But I still, as much as I love being in the lake, I'll walk out and you know, I don't, the bottom doesn't really bother me, but there's always some kind of debris that gets washed because it's a man-made lake where my parents live. Okay. So the water goes out in the winter and then it comes back up and it always brings some shit that you don't realize. And so I'll be walking out and if I hit a limb, I'm immediate death. I'm just like, oh, God. still to this day, as many times, like I should just know. But if I hit something, if I run into something, I'm like, oh, God, it's got me. I'm like, oh, God. Every time. My mom's like, you're an idiot. Like you know that there's going to be a branch somewhere.
Well, you're only an idiot until it's actually something.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, oh, look who is being precautious.
Right. Which I don't know that flailing and going, oh, God, it's got me, to a lake full of people is really being, you know, careful or
well, then maybe whatever grabs you would just be like, oh, fucking.
Like, oh, maybe I'll startle it enough to just run away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, it gets me every time. So stupid. I'm like, oh, you dumbass.
Dunzo. Like, yeah. I hate not being able to, like, know what's underneath you. Mm. Like, just, I'm done with it.
Yeah, nope. Well, this lake I'm in is not clear. This is not a clear lake.
No?
No. No, you ain't seeing shit.
Black Lagoon.
It's the Black Lagoon, baby. So she makes her way back to the boat after the men get worried. They're like, get back on the boat. You can't, you're a woman. You can't be out by yourself.
You can't vote.
You didn't ask permission. So the creature follows her back to the boat and he gets caught in the net that they had down to catch the wildlife. And the creature is very powerful. It's rocking that big ass boat and it almost breaks the pulley, whatever the fuck that is, the wood that sticks out. Google that, open that tab, that thing. And as they try to wind it up, he tears through the net and he gets out. But he leaves behind, was it a tooth?
I thought it was like a piece of his claw? Whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
Wasn't sure if it was a claw or a tooth. And I think, what was it, the boat captain was like, what kind of fish does this? Or something.
you dumbass.
So, because they know something is big in the water and able to rock the boat like that and tear out of a net, they decide to go back in the water to take a photograph and to capture this son of a bitch.
Uh-huh.
Because we gonna do it. Because we're white.
We're white.
So, and you got that one who's the ambitious one. Remember, he wants to kill it. And they eventually come across the creature who hides very well in the seaweed. And I love that shot, too, of him just sitting down in and the seaweeds going around him. And also, when he's in the water, his eyes are like black, like his eyes are different. And it looks super cool.
Uh-huh.
They're like hollowed out and it looks really cool. So then the one asshole, he spears the creature. And I'm like, what a dick, dude. Like, you came into this guy's yard. Like, you invaded this guy's home. And now you're shooting him because you don't like how he, because he wanted to throw you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a very fitting analogy for a new episode of Huntsville Home Video, which drops on Columbus Day.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. Huh.
Didn't plan that. That was just what the universe calls a happy accident.
Oof.
Big oof.
I would like for you to know that I have successfully, because we're in radio. I have my own show with a partner. I have successfully worked in big oof every day.
Yeah.
It's my own little game. And I don't know why it's the big oof, but I'm just like, every day I'm going to say big oof at something. And I'm like, oh, big oof. And I say it that way every time.
That's what's up.
It's my own little joy. It's the one little piece of joy I have that's outside this podcast.
My little form of radio joy today comes from, and this isn't funny. It's not
right. Mine's not funny either, but it's just my own little thing.
Right. This isn't hysterical. It's kind of hack. If I'm being perfectly honest with you,
of course.
I love to celebrate Chris Columbus Day. Notice I didn't say Christopher.
You did not.
I said Chris Columbus Day, director of the Goonies. I was like, I don't know why everyone's all pissed off at Chris Columbus. He gave us the Goonies.
It's so dumb, but I love it.
It's dumb and possibly racist, but I don't care.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know what the woke crowd would label that one as, but I am here for Chris Columbus Day.
No, apparently Christopher Columbus was the racist.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how that worked.
Apparently.
Right. Anyways, Jesus was white.
So we got white dude down in the Amazon shooting creatures in their home environment.
Yes, exactly, because it's their fault. I felt threatened.
Yeah, right?
And the creature retreats, the divers get back on the boat, and then we have the line, it's like, it seemed human. It's like a high, you know, like we're going to get that it's a hybrid. So on the boat, they've gone down below deck once again. They've gone below deck on Rita to develop the photos that they took of the creature, but he's not in the frame. Oh, no, we didn't get him. So we got to get proof. How are we going to get proof? How are we going to do it? And then I love the shot of them standing around, and you get that little peephole out to the deck, and you see his foot. And he's on the boat.
He's coming to get you, sucker.
Coming to get you, motherfucker. And he grabs Chico, right?
A non-white.
A non-white, again, another non-white. And he's dragged underwater by a demon, is what they say. Bum, bum, bum. So we got to catch this guy because now the creature wants revenge.
As he should.
As he should.
I mean, well, you came to his house. You fucking shot him with a spear gun.
Right.
Like, I don't know about you. That shit doesn't fly with me.
I think they get a pass, though.
Because
they lack that melanin. Melanin makes a huge difference.
The whiteness.
Fucking white
God,
people.
God, who knew Creature from the Black Lagoon was so woke for 1954? Jesus.
So, we got to catch it because it wants revenge. So, the tour guide or the boat captain... He tells them about a poison. I don't remember the name of it, but they sprinkle it, natives or whatever. They'll sprinkle it into the water and it paralyzes the fish and it brings them to the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So that's, I don't remember what it's called. So they go out on a boat, a little boat, and they sprinkle out this powder onto the water, onto the lagoon, and it does not work on our boy. He's just
works on them fish, though.
Works on them fish. All the little ones pop up. And our boy's just chilling in the seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
He's just chilling in the weed, man.
Just kicking it. So just like, I'm going to get you motherfuckers. I'm going to crush all your skulls.
This is the long game, bitch.
Yep.
So they then fix it to where it goes deeper. It penetrates deeper into the water and they like clump it up almost. They look like tabs that they're dropping into the water. And there's a loud splash. We hear the splash, but nothing else. And that's it. So that night, the creature then finds its way back on the boat. Don't you think at this point you would have taken the ladder out? Isn't it getting up through the ladder? Like we've left the ladder out this whole time. Like you'd think you'd just take away all the stuff that made it easy for them, or maybe you'd keep a watch or something.
Right, yeah. Hey, watch that ladder with this powerful spear gun.
Right, exactly.
If the creature shows up. But people were dumber back in 54, I guess.
I'd beg to differ. I think we're dumber today than we ever were back in 54.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
I mean, I think we're all around dumb. I mean, we all classify as dumb, no matter what year it is. But I think we're infinitely dumber.
Yeah.
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 Mm. So... Creature makes its way on the boat, but it gets scared by a lantern. It does not like fire. And I love how the creature just bitch slaps that thing out of the way. Was it not? He's just like, It just turned out so funny to me. I laughed so hard. It was
fucking
so good.
Be gone.
Be gone. Yeah, that's exactly. Be gone from me. I said like a pimp slap on that bitch. That's what I wrote. So he swims off and he looks injured as he go under. So our diver goes to find the creature and they end up swimming into a cave, like an underwater cave.
Little grotto.
That's it. That's the word. And they find the creature's footprints. Boom, 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 boom. And I put here, I said he walks like me leaving the office every day. He's just like, he looks so full of defeat. He's just, like shuffled like, oh, God damn it.
Just lumbering out of there.
Just lumber out like everything hurts because I've sat all day and I'm going to have to come back to this bullshit tomorrow. See, there we go. That would have been perfect for... For on land, sea monster with his coat and his briefcase. I goddamn hate accounting.
Oh shit! I need to make this movie happen.
Right?
Lily from the Black Lagoon.
Lily from the Black Lagoon. Lily Lagoon, baby.
So good.
So we find his prince and he walks out of the cave or the grotto, excuse me, onto the beach. It like circles around back to the beach and he tries to steal Kay because I feel like all the monsters at some point stole a pretty woman. Like,
I mean, like,
you know.
Man, monster, beast, whatever. You just, I mean.
We're still prey.
Yeah.
We're still always prey.
You go gaga for a hot piece of ass. Just how it is.
Never ends. But she gets away and they catch the creature. They catch him. Oh, and they're holding him in the boat. That poor thing. I put leave him alone.
One of my favorite shots, though, when they have him in that little cage and he's just like peering up at
him. Yeah.
It's like, that's fucking rad.
Super good. Like, he's like, I'm getting out of here,
yep.
Bitch. Like
he's
just
thinking,
uh-huh.
I'm going to fuck all y'all up.
He's figuring it out. So while they go off to do some research, again, has nobody ever taught these people about a lookout? Like,
right?
Like, can we not just watch? He gets the creature is able to, and you see him like pushing up on the thing. He's able to break out of the holding tank. And then they set him on fire. This poor sea creature. He just, it's his lagoon.
Yep.
It's his lagoon.
He was chilling, bothering no one.
No one. No one.
Just chilling out, doing creature shit.
Yeah. Just swimming in the seaweed and fucking shit, you know,
yep.
And enjoying his grotto and all this fucking shit, you know,
yep.
Just living out the rest of his days. He's the only one. He's the only one just living out his time.
Yep.
And then you fucked it up.
Fucking whites.
God damn. So the expedition wants to leave. They finally get the hint that maybe they should leave. Maybe we should just go. But that one dude doesn't want to leave without the creature. But he gets overruled, luckily, by the group. So that's called democracy, kids.
So have you ever been, so just like gung-ho and passionate about anything?
No.
That. All right. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
That was
actually the question. That was the beginning and end of the question. Like, no. Okay, cool. So back to the movie.
I don't think so.
No, like, so that guy, he just wants the creature to fucking prove, like, da-da-da-da-da. And I get it. It's in the confines of the movie. You need it to make the movie go.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was on the hunt for, like, a Grail Transformers piece, like, the end-all, be-all thing, the cornerstone of my collection,
mm-hmm.
like, you can have this Transformer. It's on the other side of that bridge that's super rickety. There might be monsters underneath it, and it's going across lava. I'm like, I'm good.
Right.
Like I'm set.
Logic hits me most times and I'm like, this is not worth what we're about to do for
you. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. You want to go risk your life for this thing?
No.
I mean, like, I have zero value on my life.
Right.
But at the same time,
let's just let nature run its course. Let's not just jump in front of a train.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Over there is adventure and uncomfort. Over here is my couch.
I love safety.
Yeah.
I love what I know. You know what I mean? I love simplicity. I don't need to go out and adventure. I'm fine where I'm at.
Yeah. And I get even being in, you know, if we even narrowed it down to like, cause this dude is like in his field, he's like, oh, this would make me the foremost expert in my field. If I were to come back with this creature, like if you put that towards us for radio, it's like, hey guys, if you put in this amount of effort and did this thing and this thing. You could have a major market radio show. You could be syndicated. You could have blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nah, fam, I'm good.
No, me neither.
Like,
I'm the same exact way.
I'll show up. I'll do my show. Make sure the check's clear.
Mm-hmm.
I got bills to pay.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same.
Okay.
I don't need any more than what I got. No, I'm good. I just, right. maybe if I hit the lottery, that would be great, but I don't need to put any more effort. You know what I mean?
I mean, that winning the lottery is legitimately my retirement plan.
Me too.
That's the only hope I have.
It's my retirement. It's my,
401k, fuck you.
What?
I can't put money away now. I got bills to pay now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just work until I drop dead like a proper American.
Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do when I hit a certain age. Because I know how much I've been able to accumulate over 31 years, and it's not much.
Yeah.
Not good over here.
Well, I mean, maybe by the time you're 35, this podcast will be making fucking buku bucks.
Okay. Fine, yeah. But I don't want to do anything extra for it.
All right. Also fair.
I don't want to do anything more than what we're doing now.
One of so I'm in a couple different social media groups on like Facebook, Instagram, like Reddit, like podcast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just bouncing ideas off of other podcast people, right?
Right.
And at least once a month, someone will come into the thread and be like, "Hey, I've put out 2 episodes of a podcast. How come I'm not making money?"
Ah, because you're a dumb fuck.
Yeah, because you're a dumb fuck. Yeah. So, because you're not Joe Rogan. You're not a famous comedian. You're not an actor.
No.
You're not talking about murder.
I also didn't know this fact before. I said, sure, I'll do a podcast with you, but that's fine.
But just think of all the amazing movies that you've seen.
Sips tea.
You are rich in cinema experience, my friend.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new appreciation for things that I didn't have, and I'm able to point out more references, and it's a fun day for me.
See?
Uh-huh.
You're sitting here, like, you're cracking wise with the coworkers, and all of a sudden you're like, sell us to the fucking tourists. Ah, I get that now.
Yep. Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah, they're trying to get out that lagoon.
They're trying to get out because the guy got overruled, right? Mm. So they try to head out of the lagoon, but they come across an obstruction. And in my opinion, which doesn't matter worth a shit, I feel as though that big ass boat could have gotten through them twigs.
Yeah. Probably.
I just think so. But that's just me. So, anyways, we're going to have to clear the obstruction. But, and so we tie a rope around it. We're trying to get it out of there, but then the creature breaks the rope. So Dave, our brave diver, is going to dive in to clear the obstruction. And so they end up seeing the creature again. They're shooting it again with the harpoon. And then the creature is like, fuck these white people. I'ma murder this bitch.
Yup.
I'ma murder these motherfuckers. So there's this pretty cool, like, fight underwater. And, does the shitty guy die? He dies, doesn't he?
He gets like really fucked up.
Yeah, he gets really fucked up. And David like chases it off. So they decide to use the poison stuff to spray it directly onto the creature. Wasn't that the plan? And make him like, you know, groggy enough to clear the obstruction. And it works. David keeps him away long enough to tie the winch around the logs in the way, but the creature is not down yet. He makes it back on the boat.
Hell yeah, he does.
Bum, bum, And he steals Kay. He runs off with the lady. And let me tell you, there was lust in them eyes.
You damn right.
There was lust in them eyes. I mean, when you take a bitch back to your grotto, there's only one thing on your mind. I'm sorry. But that's just...
I just love how you framed that sentence. You take a bitch back to your grotto. Business time.
It's business. I'm sorry. There's only one itinerary.
You're not... Look here. You're not going back to your grotto to do some estate planning.
No. We're not talking 401ks.
No. You're getting down for some sloppy slop.
We're talking bass to mouth. So
you like fish? I'm about to free Willy.
You like fish dicks?
So you must be a gay fish.
Yeah.
Why keep people keep saying I'm a gay fish?
I'm a lyrical genius. Plus voice of a generation equals gay fish. Motherfucker, I'm not a gay fish. I'm a motherfucking genius. Watch South Park if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
So today we have had more South Park references per volume than any other episode of Huntsville Home Video. We have blamed the whites for everything. Talked about some fish fucking. This is a red letter episode.
We've had a fun day.
Yeah.
We're not even done yet.
No.
We're just in the grotto.
Yeah. Movie ain't even over. We just got to, we got down to foreplay.
So the creature takes Kay into the grotto, and then David goes in after them, and she's left out for him to find. The creature is smart thinking enough to know to leave out some bait. Good. So he goes after her, and then the creature smashes the spear gun, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Right? But oh shit, they shoot him with real guns. Now we have real guns. And we have shot the creature, and he goes back into the water, and then he dies. Or I think he dies.
Does he, though?
Maybe not, because we have sequels.
We do. Monsters.
And then
never
I put a long,
dead.
No, and I burped. No. And then that is the end of Creature from the Black Lagoon, which is such a statement.
Isn't it an interesting way of how things have turned out where, you know, like in 54, you know, audiences probably cheered and applauded when the creature sunk to the depths below. And now here in 2021, we're like, man, come on. Fuck them white people. Kill them all, creature.
I'm sure people did cheer.
Yeah.
That the whites won.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Do.
I'm curious to know the director and if the director was trying to make a statement by that. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe not. Like, like I'm not part of the woke crowd. Don't get me wrong. But like, I'm just curious of like if that was a commentary, like maybe a little bit of that was there. I don't
think so at all.
Okay.
Because Hollywood was such a different place
right
back then. You know, it was really I mean, we could turn a whole nother podcast into, you know, just that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie, Creature from the Black Lagoon, this was, you know, kind of in the wave of that Universal monster movie where all they were churning out at the time was monster movies. So
okay.
It was basically very, you know, formulaic.
This was the formula.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like here's the monster. Here's the damsel. Here's the guy. Here's the formula.
Okay.
You know, the creature dies, the monster dies, the girl gets away, the bad guys are taught a lesson, you know, like the jerks die, whatever. I don't think it was, you know, like any super meta commentary.
Right.
I don't think meta commentary was really like a thing back then.
True. Very true. Very
now,
true.
Now, I mean, fuck, you make that Creature from the Black Lagoon remake now, I mean, probably. Like, that's what's going to happen.
I'm sure some young millennial has written a paper on Creature of the Black Lagoon and what it represented.
Right.
You know, just not knowing.
Yeah. And then, you know, the director, were he still alive, just be like, nah, dude, it was just a Gilman creature.
It was just a creature.
Yeah, it meant nothing.
You damn kid.
Like, sometimes you can just be entertained.
Right.
And not have to look too deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deep. Like deep, a lagoon.
Like 200 feet deep. So Creature from the Black Lagoon, what would you give it?
Ooh, I'm going to give it 4 out of 5.
I'll give it 4 fish sticks out of 5.
Perfect.
My favorite, like I said, my favorite Universal monster, my favorite design. One of my favorite pinball tables ever.
Oh.
Is the Creature from the Black Lagoon pinball.
No shit.
They actually have one here in town, here in Huntsville. Yep.
Oh.
We'll go play it.
Fuck yeah, I do.
You down with some pinball?
You know, I wouldn't say that I played it in a very long time. I'm sure I'm not good at it, but I like all the lights and sounds.
That's really all
I'll
a pinball table is.
I'll push buttons all day long, motherfucker. Let's go.
The creature table is super awesome because it kind of takes place in a drive-in movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme of the pinball table, which, by the way, the perfect setting to see Creature from the Black Lagoon. I had a chance to see it at a drive-in. Probably like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was superb.
I have never been to a drive-in and I've always wanted to go.
Really?
I feel like it would be so cool to see an old movie on a drive-in theater.
You said it has to be the proper movie. Because,
mm-hmm.
Like during the pandemic and stuff, when all the theaters were shutting down, they would do like, oh, we got drive-in theaters for this. We got, but they would show like 80s and 90s movies that weren't necessarily drive-in movies,
mm-hmm.
Or they'd show like concerts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you got to show like Creature from the Black Lagoon. You got to show some grindhouse flicks. You got to show what the drive-in was meant for.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't need to see Metallica at a drive-in.
No.
Like that was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love Metallica, but I don't need to see them that way.
Yeah. No. We're good here. That Creature from the Black Lagoon table, though, on the table, on the base of the table on the surface,
mm-hmm.
there's a little like blanked out, it looks like a lagoon,
mm-hmm.
and when you hit the right ramps, when you trigger all the right things, it lights up and the creature appears at the bottom.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Uh-huh.
That's super brilliant.
And it's not easy to hit. Like, you have to, because pinball can be a finicky bitch sometimes.
Right.
They made it that way so they get all your quarters. but that was a table that I studied that, because, they trigger different effects, like if you send your ball up one ramp or down another lane or whatever, you got to hit the right sequence of events to trigger all these things in pinball. And mm-hmm. I'm like, how do I get the fucking creature show up on a Creature from the Black Lagoon table? That's all I want in this life. And I made it happen, and it was fucking sexy.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm a simple creature.
I know. Sitting at the bottom of a lagoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so cool. And it was like a 3D hologram like coming up from underneath.
Look at that. Awesome.
Yeah. Tons of Creature from the Black Lagoon merch too, like that fossilized hand from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That's a thing that you can buy.
Oh,
yeah!
I need a creature grabber.
I'm like, yep, get the creature grabber off of eBay. Has a little base and it's just like propped up.
Okay, that's cool.
Super cool. There's a company that has come out. They made the those retro Halloween costumes, like the little plastic masks that you just pull over your face.
Mm-hmm.
They made those of like Creature, Bride of Frankenstein, Dracula.
Nice.
Super cool. I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Gill Man shows up in one of my favorite movies of all times. Talking about the motherfucking Monster Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talked about that earlier on our Hell Comes to Huntsville.
We don't need to touch on that again.
You're going to what?
We don't need to touch on that again.
I mean, we could.
No, you wouldn't want to.
Such a great movie.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That's all that matters. do you like this movie enough to go check out Revenge of the Creature or The Creature Walks Among Us? That's one where he gets a job.
I don't know. You said they weren't that great, and sometimes the sequel kind of ruins it. So it's not necessarily that I don't want to explore the creature anymore. I just don't want to ruin the good experience I had with this one. Like, let me just stay at this one.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do.
Do I would at least say, read on them a little bit, because it's kind of fascinating. Again, just, how movies and stuff were made at that time, even to a certain extent,
true.
How movies are made now, it's mm-hmm. like, you never know. Oh, is this going to be a hit? Is this not? Creature was a hit. And then you're like, oh, well, we need some more.
Right.
Whether those are good or not remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, I mean, you have had franchises where they do dumb shit where like eventually the creature does get a job.
I'm honestly ready for that movie.
I'll
go to a drive-in and see that movie. Yeah.
I mean, the Jaws franchise got so bad, there was a Jaws video game. And in this Jaws video game, Amity Island has become a, like, almost an amusement park-style tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Super fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they capture the shark, and they put him in what is essentially, like, a sea world that they have built around in Amity Island. One of the missions in this game, you're the shark. You play the shark.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Shit is right. So you're in your tank and you're swimming around and you're like, how do I get out of this tank? Well, you have to jump out of the water and grab the scientist and then drag him back to the other side of the tank and spit him back up to the door where his card badge that is attached to his fucking coat will open the tank so that you can get out and fuck up SeaWorld.
I mean, I kind of like it, though. Like, it's so comical.
Which is why you'd probably love the idea of a 9-to-5 creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, that movie opens up. It's the creature, like, emerging from the lagoon, you know, and it's just super dramatic music and beautiful shots of him just, like, cascading and shimmering through the water. And then he gets up onto the land, shakes it off, puts on a pair of horn-rimmed glasses.
Hails a cab.
Little, like, checks his phone. He's like, Uber's 45 minutes. Gah!
Just swipes a bitch and throws her and nobody bats an eye. Just like, it's just a sacrifice for the day.
Yeah.
We just go, like, can you see him at the... Can you see him making coffee in the break room? Like, oh wait, and there's a box of donuts, which has happened to me every time. And it's like, oh, brought donut. Like, you're finally gonna get some joy this morning. He opens it, and there's no fucking donuts. He's like, grr! Just throw the box away. And then he just swipes another bitch, and nobody bats an eye. Yeah, and then he continues on.
Hey, creature, would you like some coffee? It's black.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Oh, shit.
We have sullied the image of my beloved creature. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, fucking A.
Well, I am super glad that we have rebounded and that you like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yep.
You've also dug quite a few of the movies that we've been doing on Hell Comes to Huntsville.
You've had a couple of duds in there too.
I mean, yeah,
but we're doing okay. We've had a good time
collectively as a trio have had some duds in there. I'm not responsible for all of them.
We knew we were going to, and that was going to be the beauty of them.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. No, been having a fun time. This has been a fun Halloween and, getting some real good movie knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are up in that movie IQ.
Uh-huh.
That is going to serve you absolutely no purpose.
At a fast pace.
Yeah. Yeah, like we said, we got another episode coming out a little bit later today.
Mm-hmm.
What are we watching later today? What episode
what is
today? Going up?
I don't know. Let's see. Body Snatchers? Body Snatchers. Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
The 78 version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so look for that later on today. If you're already subscribed to Huntsville Home Video, you got nothing to do. You will be...
It'll just pop on over.
Yeah. And if you have recently discovered us, well, welcome. We're glad that you're here. hope you enjoy us. Hope you enjoy our little banter, our little chit-chat, our possible movie pitch scenario for a creature remake.
I guarantee it, it'll get worse, but it might get better in some spots, too.
Yeah.
But mostly, it'll get worse.
Yeah. I think we definitely hit a point of diminishing returns after episode 6.
I mean, no, I wouldn't say that. But I mean, you know, there's definitely going to be something worse than fish fucking. Like, we're going to get worse than that, so.
Or unless you're into that.
It might be. I'm not here to judge.
Fish fucking today, tentacle rape tomorrow. It's a thing.
It's the natural progression.
It's
fish fuck, tentacle rape.
It's a thing. You can look it up.
That's your only way to go. That's your only move to make.
Our Google searches are already fucked up enough as it is because of this podcast. You might as well look into that too. Because that is a thing.
Tentacle rape?
Oh, yeah. That's an anime fetish.
What?
Yeah. Or like Evil Dead. Like, you got like the tree vine.
Oh, that
rape.
Tree that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is so terrible.
Yeah.
People are into that?
Yeah.
In a way, yeah. That's disgusting. What are we doing?
Just shoot them.
Yeah. Just shoot those people. It's not going to get any better for them.
I mean, depends on the tentacle. Okay. Oh, that look was precious.
Do you know that they have to? Okay, because sometimes I watch weird shit and like things happen like Taboo and shit like that. Did you know that they have like these toys that are supposed to be like aliens and they will impregnate you with eggs?
What?
And they put an egg in there and then you have the egg and it's like you've had an alien. You've laid an egg and it's like a thing for some women, some people.
What in the ass?
All right. Yeah. It's a thing that's out there.
God.
And I unfortunately know about it somehow. I don't remember how that knowledge got to me, but it happened.
I don't know. It came to me in a
dream. I wasn't watching it. I wasn't into it, but somehow that knowledge came upon me, and I went, oh, shit, I'm going to have to open up a tab about this because I don't believe this. And then it was like an office Google. It was very odd.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that exists. People are out there laying eggs because they get off on it.
I mean,
think about that. Think about that, Jack Spade.
Maybe later tonight. But not right now.
No.
Not right
now. Not on the office Wi-Fi.
No. Now.
That's gross.
Now I will think about what are we going to watch next week?
I want another monster.
Want another monster?
Some kind of creature. Some kind of monster. Some kind of monster.
Oh.
These are the hands of my real friend, and the child is no more. We the people. Was that the words?
I think he was singing about his problem with alcohol. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
I just assume that every song is about James and booze.
Sure.
Side note, I find it hilarious that Metallica has their own branded whiskey, and James Hetfield is in Alcoholics Anonymous.
I thought that too. I thought that's odd.
Yeah.
It's a weird step.
That's a weird flex.
They have their own whiskey and their own beer, don't they?
Do they have a beer too?
I think they have a beer.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm.
I wonder if Metallica would ever do a song about the creature from the Black Lagoon. I think they should.
I think they should too.
I think they should do a whole album about universal monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be fucking awesome.
Universal Monster!
Yeah! Yeah! Get it, Metallica! How did that go?
That was that snare drum. Doink!
Doink!
The snare drum made its way back in the Huntsville Home video. Doink!
I like the little da 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 da.
That's what that album sounded like. I'm not wrong.
You are not. So you want some kind of monster.
Metal's Little John. Yeah!
Metal's Little John.
Oh!
Yeah!
So what do you got?
So monsters. Well... You know me, I like to roll them dice.
Oh, no. Are you putting me back in the water?
No. No. No, I told you, we're done being waterlogged for the rest of the month. We're out of that. But I know that you have said in the past, you don't give a fuck about a werewolf.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. I have said that.
Yeah.
I've said that more than once.
You said that more than once, but you do want some kind of monster, and a werewolf is some kind of monster.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to introduce to you probably my favorite werewolf movie of all times. And it's not American Werewolf in London. It's not...
Is it Silver Bullet? Because I've seen Silver Bullet.
It's not Silver Bullet, but that's a great underappreciated werewolf movie.
I will say, even though I said I don't give a fuck about a werewolf, I like Silver Bullet.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So you don't even know what you do and do not like.
There's never been a truer statement made in my face before.
You're such a small pea-brained woman. Like...
Woman says it all.
Let this man give you your opinion.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome. actually, talk about Silver Bullet for just a moment. That is a great movie.
I love it. It's been a long time since I've seen it, but I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
A pre out of his goddamn mind Gary Busey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's a kind of uncle that I would like, just bringing over fireworks and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Man, yeah. Great underappreciated flick. I got to revisit that one at some point.
I want to as well.
Perfect. But we're not going to do that next week.
That's fine.
We are going to go off and watch a movie called Dog Soldiers.
Mm. Dog Soldiers?
Dog Soldiers.
I thought it was werewolves.
It is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are they the dogs?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or are they the soldiers?
Oh.
Oh.
Maybe they're both.
Oh.
Some kind of soldier. Sorry. I can't get that out of my head.
Dog Soldiers, great flick, directed by a gentleman by the name of Neil Marshall. Basically, the dude that directed all of the best action episodes of Game of Thrones.
Oh, fucking A, I'm in.
Uh-huh.
What year did this movie come out?
Yeah, what's up now? Okay. What's up now, motherfucker?
All right.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fucking werewolf. I don't got time. Dog Soldiers. Who the fuck is this bullshit? Fucking blah.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Neil Marshall directed. He directed all the badass episodes of Game of Thrones. Oh, shit. Sign me the fuck up. I loved that show for a minute.
Did he do Battle of the Bastards?
I want to say yes.
Oh, fucking shit. This movie better not be lackluster.
2002.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's recent. Well, not recent, but recent.
Within the last 20.
It's in the twos.
It's a bunch of... Now, I know you don't like to watch trailers. I know you don't like too much into the movie. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a little bit, a little snippet.
I trust you. You do not give away plot.
It is about a group of Scottish soldiers who are out on a training exercise who are descended upon by werewolves.
Oh, fuck.
You heard?
They have werewolves in Scotland?
They do.
That's not Scottish. That's not Scottish at all.
Wow.
That was. I know. I get confused.
Clearly.
Scottish and Irish. And it's so confusing. I don't know.
Aye, laddie. We bit by the werewolf.
We got bit by some kind of monster. Yeah.
Aye. The full moon.
Aye. Oh, I'm so stupid.
If you were anyone else, I would hate you because of how fucking stupid you are.
One of your buddies, I think it was Paul, was like, you're dumb, but we love you're lovable. It's my only saving grace.
Your stupid matches my stupid. That's the only reason I can tolerate you some days.
That's all you need to find in life is a buddy whose stupid matches your stupid.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Anyway. Dog Soldiers, it's so good.
Anyway.
Bring it together, Jack. Bring it together. If you're with us past this point, I definitely think you should follow us along on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at...
HSV Home Video.
Hey.
Hey. On the social meds. Hey. Pour me a pint while I listen to the podcast, eh?
You poor bastard. Oh, fuck. You should also give us a follow to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, _photography on the Insta. Michael's been doing some killer shots lately. I think during spooky season, he's going to try to get some spooky photos.
I want him to take pictures of my motherland. That sounded very odd. My motherland.
What the fuck?
That sounds like a weird place.
Oh, man. You have some fucking scary photos to take pictures of this studio in the morning. Jesus.
Hey. Oh. What do you got? Jux? What happened here today?
Your fucking lame dick accent kills me.
Hey, there's nothing lame dick about it.
I want you to work in big oof in that accent tomorrow on the morning show. Hey, big oof.
Hey, that's being a big oof. Be the biggest wolf I've ever seen.
I just want you to know... that if I were to wake up in the morning, driving to my destinations, if I were to punch in to your morning show at the perfect time when you're just busting out that horrible accent, I would drive my car to the side of a mountain.
I think you would. I think like, that'd be the end of you.
Not, yeah, just out of, because I would be gut laughing so fucking hard.
Not intentional. You'd just be out.
Anyway, that's all she wrote for Jack Spade there.
That was the end of old Jackie Spade. He ran his car off into a mountain, which is a big oaf. The largest oaf anyone's seen, yeah. Bigger than all the other oafs combined. Somehow Gwent from Jaws got in there, I think. Well, it do, my wee Spanish ladies.
That's the biggest oaf I've ever seen. 3 tons of them. That's my next band name, 3 tons of oof.
And now onto the stage, your main event, 3 tons of oof. I...
The oofs can only get so big. Like, we've reached maximum oof.
Just when you think you reach maximum oof, there's more.
Yes, when you thought it was safe to go back in the oof.
Dog Star, Dog Soldiers,
Dog Soldier,
Dog Star was that Keanu Reeves band.
Oh fuck, that could have been funny too if you just went to Google Dog Star and you're like, when do the werewolves show up? Is Keanu the werewolf? Is he a bass playing werewolf? This is dumb. Show is stupid. Fuck you, Jack. You did it to me again.
Oh, fucking A.
Whew. All right. Well, let me get the fuck out of here. Go take a nap.
We've been done with Lagoon for a long time. This has just been raging bullshit.
Yep.
For 30 minutes.
As is as usually the case here at Huntsville Home Video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We'll be back later this afternoon to chat about Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1978 for Hell Comes to Huntsville.
Uh-huh.
If you're not over our bullshit yet, well, you will be by 1 o'clock.
There's more.
There's more coming. I said to myself, ah, geez, a poor bastard. I'm going to listen to another episode of that shite. Ah, aye.
Aye.
Yeah, and then, yeah, we'll be back for Invasion of the Body Snatchers. We'll be chatting with our buddy Marlon from America's Barley Basket. Uh-huh. They've got a new episode dropping tomorrow. If you like our level of random bullshit back and forth, but also want a little pinch of The Simpsons,
mm-hmm,
you should listen to America's Barley Basket, because that's what that crew is all about.
That's very true.
And we will be back next week, Monday, for Huntsville Home Video proper, where we'll be talking about Motherfucking Dog Soldiers. I don't know why I decided to sing that.
I don't know.
Probably because I wanted to move on from the Irish-Scottish bullshit.
Okay, that's fine.
So we'll be back next week. Until then, be kind and rewind.
I was trying to figure out how to do that in an accent, but I don't think you can.
It's like an Irish jig at that point. I am the lord of the dance.